Welcome to part two of our conversation with April, the psychic housewife of New Jersey. I mean, is that something that humans have the power, the living have the power to do, to trap spirits? Do they, do those spirits still have a way of getting away from?
Oh, yes, okay. Absolutely. It's all mind control. It's in your mind. Our minds are so powerful that we can create our own reality,
sure.
You know, in a sense, you know, we bring what we want to us. It's how we project our energy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're negative all the time, you know, you're just going to get nothing but negative. You know, if you're positive outlook on life. But can they control that? You know, somewhat, I think they're making the intention for that way. Mm-hmm. For that place, their intention. I don't think they can control the soul so much, but I think it's almost like putting this barrier over with energy over the place that traps them. But there is free will, and there's a way out.
How often would you say our dreams are not just our imagination, but are truly either a communication with a loved one or a glimpse to another side, another reality, of that nature?
Well, you know, absolutely. That's the safest bet for us, like that loved ones visit us in our dreams. Mm-hmm. And it will always be very pleasant. It's going to be very emotional. You're going to wake up emotional, and it's almost like you can feel them and still smell them. That's a true dream. Some people, I tell people most dreams all the time are just your subconscious spilling over. Believe me, I've had crazy dreams.
Sure.
I've had them, like, you know, when people think they're being held down, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
I've had them happen. And I know as it's happened to me, I know it's just my body didn't wake up. My brain is waking up, but my body didn't wake up.
It's medically explainable.
Yeah, it is. I you know, I don't like all that hokey stuff. There is explanations behind everything. I just had that happen a few months ago to me. And I felt like something was crawling on my back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your nerves. Sure. It's because you woke up the rest of your brain didn't wake up, or it's weird. There's a medical reason or a logical reason for that.
Sure.
But with the dreams, yes. Somebody just asked me the other day. She said, I had a horrible dream. My mom was yelling at me and she was so angry. I said, it wasn't your mom. Your mom crossover would never do that to you. You're going to feel so good. You could smell them. You could feel them. You know, it's them. It's a very pleasant experience. You feel lighter. I had this experience with my mom. It was the one and only time after she died. And as I was waking up and I'm crying because I don't want to leave because I know I'm leaving, I could still feel her hand on me. Mm-hmm. You know, like us we were holding each other's arms because I didn't want to let go of her. But, you see, it was pleasant, though, but I was sad because I didn't want to leave her, but it was beautiful. But they're not going to come back angry at us. It's going to be a very pleasant feeling. But most dreams are just dreams. It's our subconscious spilling over. We're stressed out. We're working too hard. Worry about our kids. So, of course, you know, we're going to have these crazy dreams.
Here's an interesting one I want to throw at you because I've mentioned this on the show a few times.
Oh, wait, can I just tell you one thing?
Yeah.
Though I do, one of my best friends.
Yeah.
Has the most prophetic dreams. It's the craziest thing. She's not psychic during the day, mm-hmm. but when she has dreams, they're so accurate and they come true. She'll tell me and it happens.
You got to listen to it then. Yeah. That's
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let me throw this one at you. I've had these over the years and it's been very bizarre. It's the only way I can almost kind of understand this idea of an earthbound spirit being very confused. Because in these dreams, I come out of it very confused. I am almost I'm in a completely different setting. I'm in a completely different house. I'm with a completely different family. But in these dreams, I know everybody. It's a whole different reality as if, and I know the past.
Yes,
I know the history of these people. I know all these different things, just as if I would today. And it takes me a moment sometimes when I pop out of those to be like, where am I? Who am I? I mean, I've literally had moments where I'd woken up going, am I married? Am I single? And it's like, I mean, oh my, it's so weird. And it's the weirdest thing in the world. And then it's like, it takes a second and I'm like, okay, I ground myself and I completely then forget most of the details of everything I had. But in those dreams, I can remember, it's like, there's a past, there's a timeline and a history to everything that is there. It's like, oh, I remember visiting this place or that place, or yeah, that place down the road, I've been there a few times. And I don't know if it's because I visited it in dreams before and I have this whole other reality dream world that I live in sometimes.
Yeah. you probably like remembering a past life. That's what it sounds like to me. And, you know, listen, this isn't the first time this has happened to you. You've had experience since a young age, correct? Mm-hmm.
I've had these dreams for a while. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is you. Like, listen, we all have some type of ability. It's just how you work it.
Yeah. It just I've always wondered what that was. But it does give me perspective when we're talking about this, just the utter confusion of when you wake up going, what is that? Like, I could make sense of it now when I'm awake, like this is bizarre. But in the dream, it's just everything's there. And it's just, it's a whole different reality.
Yeah. You know what? I've had that. You know, many times I've woken up and I'm like, I don't know where I am. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I know how you feel, but this isn't the first time for you, correct?
I've had these reoccurring over the years. Yeah.
Yeah. But did this start younger too?
I've always had a very active, as far as it being like this, I would say it's a little bit different, but I think there's places like in the dreams I've revisited over the years. And like we have visited way, way back, at least in like teens or something like that.
All right. Yeah. Cause I feel like yours started at a young age, experiences. I don't think that this is I think that you're really experiencing this mm-hmm. streams into different realms. Like it's like if you this is another life that you have lived. It's just like when we have a deja vu.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been in waking hours? Have you walked into a place and say, whoa, I was here before, but I was like a little boy, you know, because that happened to me one time. I walked into a place and I'm looking out their back door. And I remember saying to myself, oh, my God, I was here before.
Yeah.
A little boy.
I've actually had that exact experience at this property that I have now. As a child, I don't know what if it was a dream or what it was. I always thought it was like an actual setting where I remember it was a very happy thought. It was just like looking out this meadow in the back, kind of some rolling hills. For whatever reason in my mind, I thought I was at like a McDonald's. I don't know what my mind said. I'm at a McDonald's, but there's nothing to point it was a McDonald's other than I'm looking out this happy field. I don't know. But I remember.
That's a good place to go to.
Exactly. It's just funny. But I remember like having this dream or this memory from like 2 or 3 years old of this setting of this, just looking out over this field in the morning, the sun's coming up, very just pristine, warm feeling. Nothing, there's no like people there or anything. It's just me looking at this thing. And then when I bought this property that I live at now, one morning I went out the back porch and I'm like, holy shit, that's the setting. That's the scene that I've had in my mind all these years.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
And I'm in a completely different, I live in Arkansas, in Northwest Arkansas now. I grew up in Wisconsin. I never went to Arkansas. I had never been in this area ever in my life until the last handful of years. So, I mean, it's somewhat similar in terms of landscape, but it was just, I don't know. It was almost kind of to me, it felt like a sign of like, this is where I'm supposed to be right now. Just seeing that.
Do you have children?
I do. I have one.
All right. You have a daughter?
Yes.
Do you feel like a connection with her too? And her having like the same thing, almost like experiences like you?
She's like a mini me. She co-hosts once a week on my other podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, how cute.
Yeah. And she's 9. So, she's like me walking around as another human being. It's like another person. it's so crazy.
I just feel like she will have experiences like you.
Yeah.
She's going to be very sensitive like you.
I think she is. I think she's actually more so than I am, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I think you have yourself a little psychic medium on the way.
I would not be surprised at all. When you give readings and things of that nature, I want to ask you a question, because it kind of just turned itself into talking about the property a little bit. And I've always and I've always been curious about this piece of land. I mean, we're in the countryside.
It's, oh, can I ask you something too? Like, yeah, is sure. is there burials on the ground? Was there somebody buried on the property?
Not on my property, as far as I'm aware. But there is this parcel of land was divided up into four different properties.
Okay, I feel like there's a grave.
What I was told,
it might be three.
Okay, I've never had it confirmed, but my neighbor behind me, when we were talking one day, because he found out what I did, and we were talking about ghostly stuff, and he said when he was building his home, the former property owner said, you know, where are you going to build? And he said, oh, right over here. And he's like, yeah, you may want to move it down that way a little bit, because the Black family is buried over there from way, way, way back.
How close is he to you?
Probably 10 acres.
Okay.
It's not far at all. Like I can see it.
All right. Cause yeah. I know, cause I could feel, cause I'm seeing three tombstones. And a little one. So, like, I know it's a small baby died.
Yeah. I mean, this would have been way back, but I don't know where it's marked. I don't think it is marked at all. I just
check that out.
I would like to know, but I don't think anyone really knows truly where this is, because my guess is these were, you know, servants or slaves or something from way back. And if there are markers, they'd be sure hard to find today.
Yeah. But, I see three. Like, and it's a family, and I see a little one because I feel like somebody lost a child too.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, that's sad. Yeah, but there's definitely action on your property. Wait, let me just see something. Now, how many acres is it? I keep feeling like I'm digging on the property.
You feel like you're digging on the property?
Like, did you dig on the property or taking up? Or
yeah, we just put a pool in, like, literally. Like,
oh, okay, because I'm seeing a square. I'm like, why am I seeing this?
Yes, yeah, it's literally, we just got water in it the other day. It's been a pit for a while.
Okay.
And I went out and scared a construction person one day, and they're digging, and I'm like, oh, look out. If you find any bones, let me know, because that's Aunt Edna.
Not to be funny, I am telling you, I still know there are people on your property.
Well, I hope we didn't hit any.
I don't know. You know what? But I am going to tell you, it's further, it's behind the pool.
Yeah.
Further back, it's almost like I'm going to see, like, this one tree. And I know there's somebody buried there.
I think that sounds
accurate.
Randomly
burials. It's not like a graveyard. This is not a graveyard. Mm-mm. Not a cemetery. These, like, where they, you know, we would bury our, you know, back then they would bury their family on the property.
Yeah.
And I keep feeling there's a person buried. There's like one lone grave, just like that other one is a family that I see, because I'm seeing three graves and a baby. Not that it's they're going to do anything to you. Like, a lot of people are afraid of that. And, you know, it just depends on the property. Like, Hinsdale, like, that land is just, not cursed, but it's tainted.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel very much at peace here, and I respect.
Yeah, I don't feel a problem with your house. And I got to tell you something. Your daughter is going to have, she's going to have abilities. And. A connection to nature. Her energy is very positive too.
Yeah.
Very positive energy. She has good energy. She's going to be a good person, a very fair humanitarian type of personality with abilities. Whether she goes in that way, it's up to the child, you know, it's up to the person.
Sure.
Some people will feel it strongly, and if you can turn it off if you want, you know?
Now, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, she's very justice oriented, but she's very kind, and she's very
she's humanitarian.
Yeah, and she's very, very smart for her age. It's scary. When she was a baby, we were touring the Titanic Museum in Branson, Missouri, which is the one that looks like the ship. And there was one room in there she refused to go into. And she was doing just fine. She was just like, okay, da-da-da. And then just did not want to go in that room whatsoever. And we got her through it. And then a couple years later, Ghost Adventures did an investigation there.
I remember that.
And I'm not really big on ghosted. I mean, I don't really honestly watch much ghost TV.
I hate when people knock for Zach. I love him.
I mean, I'm not anti-Zach. I just don't watch much TV, period, in terms of ghost stuff. I feel like I get enough of it in my job.
You didn't see the episode I was on in Holzer Files?
I don't think I saw that one with Dave or not. I know Dave a little, but not much. But we, I just don't watch much TV about this topic.
This is time. But that's my break away from dead people. Yeah. I just close everyone out by watching TV.
I watch things that are not ghost real. I watch crime stuff. I'll watch more of that,
Do you? Oh, I like to mob stuff, but I hate watching any killings. I'll close my eyes or fast forward.
I do a lot of datelining. But that room that Zach had the handprints on the window was exactly where my daughter had that experience.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I told you, she said, how old was she then when you took her in there?
I would say about 2.5, 3.
Yeah, I'm telling you, psychics will exhibit abilities at a very early age.
Yeah.
If you hear from most psychics, it's usually between 2 and 6 years old that they things start to happen. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, wait, your daughter's going to be
let me throw this one at you too, that I've always wondered about with her. When she was really little, we also went to a space museum. Believe it or not, there's a very good space museum in the middle of Kansas. It's actually like
Why don't you sound like you're from Kansas?
I'm not. I'm from Wisconsin. And I don't sound like I'm from Wisconsin either. I just have the media.
I don't even know what the accent would be, but you hear my Jersey accent.
Wisconsin's obviously. They're almost Minnesotan, if you will. but I just have the media accent where it's like the neutral. We were at the this space museum. Apollo 13 is in this museum, like the real one. And so it's a really neat museum.
That's so cool.
And she was about two, it was around the same time, about 2, 2.5 or so. And there was one area of it I didn't want her to go into because it has part of a spacecraft. It was one of the Apollos that burned up on the launch pad. Yeah. And then the actual capsule that they died in is in there. But we didn't go down that hallway. I had been there before, so I knew where it was. I didn't want to have to explain that part to her. So we just didn't go down that hall. And there was nothing she saw of it, nothing she heard of it. But I knew that was over there. So the whole thing was really just a positive, you know, you're 2 or 3. So you're really kind of going for this is neat space type stuff experience.
Yeah.
We get home a couple days later and she's brushing her teeth and I'm standing there with her and she just stops brushing for a second. She goes, Dad, I died. I'm silly, honey. No, you didn't. I want to hear more. I say, what do you mean you died, honey? What do you mean by that? And I'm thinking maybe she just has her words mixed up. She's like, I died. I died in a fire. Like, okay, can you tell me more about that? It's like, it was a spacecraft. And she starts using these terms that she shouldn't know. Like, she wasn't like watching like NASA TV or anything. She's watching like Dora or something. So like, I don't know where she would have picked up on half of these terms. She's like,
that's impossible.
She was like,
that's crazy.
She's like I forget everything that she said, but they were very technical terms. And she's like, and this happened. And then I was stuck. I burned alive in the spaceship and they couldn't get me out is exactly what she said. And I'm just like, okay, but how does that work? Because you're here now. So how did you die? She goes, I just died. And then she just keeps brushing her teeth. like she's talking about she wants pizza or something.
Listen, I don't think she actually was the person. I think she picked up on it.
Yeah.
That's what I think, because I'm telling you, she's going to be a little psychic medium.
That's what I was.
I felt that feeling, like while we were talking, I'm feeling one of the family members that has this.
I was,
and you know, it's from you too. But there's also another family member in your family too, and it's a female again with abilities.
Hmm.
Not that they're out here doing like readings or anything.
Yeah,
you know.
I wouldn't know who that would be. I mean, I don't know who that would honestly be. I have no siblings.
I think like it would be like grandmother or like not the mother.
No, she just worries about everything.
But there's somebody else in the family. Sure. But definitely your daughter. Definitely. So
yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So I think she already had sensed at the place she picked that up. That's crazy.
That's what I was wondering. Like, did something kind of speak through her and use it as a conduit?
She knew it. She was picking up the energy, knowing this. It's in her head. She's thinking about this for a while. So she, you know, you kind of, like, when I read, like, I pick up, the way I pick up information, it's weird. Like, I know a lot of people say this spirit guides out of this. And I just get information dropped in my head. What they do is they work with my database in my brain, mm-hmm. and show me images where I will know the word or relate to how to say something. Like, this is silly, but like if I see an orange, I know it's Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they'll show me pictures, like, you know, of I always tell this one story. I used to work for the police, and one time I was doing a reading and I said, you know, I'm picking up this mail. I feel like this is, you know, your brother. And I was talking about this. And then all of a sudden they kept showing me one of the police officers I worked with, except they were showing me him in civilian clothing. And I'm like, I've never seen him. And I'm arguing in my head. Yeah. I've never seen him in a uniform. Why am I seeing him in his regular clothes? And then I heard say his name. And then I said the name. I said, Bruce, who's Bruce? Oh my God. That was her brother, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. They give you, that's how they, I get my information. Sometimes I'll hear it, you know, vocally, you know, I'll hear a whisper in my ear.
Sure.
Sometimes they pop out at me too.
When was it when you kind of started to realize that this was happening for you on a more conscious level of like, this is really different?
When did I know? I kind of always, you know, I actually just, when I was really young, I just thought I had magic powers.
Okay.
And I swear to God, I thought I had magic powers.
Sure.
I tell all my friends. I dream a genie, which I'm obsessed with. And I said, I just have magic powers. You know, I know things. Mm-hmm. I can make things happen. And I always thought I could make things happen because I was actually seeing that they were going to happen.
Sure.
So I knew probably in my teens, I knew as a little kid too, there was a few incidents, but then you start growing old and you forget about it. You put it to the side, but then lays dormant for a little while, comes back. But you know, I used to freak out my friends. I remember like one time, sitting on the stairs and I had this crush on this guy, Jimmy with the Z28. And I said to him, I said, Jimmy's going to pull up in the Z28 and ask me to go for a ride with him. And like within 2 minutes, this guy pulls up. We never talked before. You know, so it's like my friend's like, you're a witch. But I always thought it was me making it happen.
Sure.
But it was actually me seeing it before it happened. I thought I had magic powers.
Sure. Is this something, well, I mean, it kind of almost is, but let me ask, is this something where anybody has this ability? Is this something someone is born with and then it's just there? Is this something someone can strengthen and actually get to a higher level of understanding and sensitivity? Or is it kind of like, you know, eyesight or hearing? It's like, what you got is what you got.
Well, you know, I used to think that way, but, you know, I was a little ignorant. But then I realized that people can be taught. It's just to a certain degree. It's hard work. If you don't have it naturally, it's hard work.
Sure. Is it kind of like to the level of like anyone can learn how to play basketball, but only some people are going to be able to be.
Like, you know, like I'm an artist. So I said, you know, not everyone's going to be Picasso.
Sure.
You know, but you can get where you're pretty good, pretty mm-hmm. decent, but you're not going to be Picasso. Like, you know, saying like, you know, John Edward or, you know, that in that sense, but that's I always thought like we were all born with, because all the psychics that I knew, we were all born with it. It started at an early age. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I realized that people can learn how to do it, like with practice. I actually started teaching classes, but I did the basics. I'm like, there's no magic to it. It's actually, you have to do the work.
Yeah.
You have to meditate, you know. Meditation's very, very important in this. To feel you have to go to that level of consciousness to put yourself out there to make the connection. And after a while, it becomes like second nature. Like when I sit in my office, when I sit at my desk, as soon as I sit, I go into that level, that consciousness, naturally now, without meditation. But yes, it can be taught. It can absolutely be taught, but it's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
I have a student that thinks it's going to happen overnight. And I'm like, you can't think that way. It's going to take, I said, to be honest with you, it might take a couple of years.
Sure.
Before you start getting, I said, because you can't sit in front of and think you're going to start doing this as a business and sit in front of people and say, oh, I feel like I'm scared right now. Or I feel sad. Mm-hmm. Are you sad? You know, nobody wants to hear. They want evidence.
Yeah.
You know, so you gotta say, like, you know, I see, you know, your brother Bob or whatever, you know, and he had the red hair and, mm-hmm. you know, they want evidence-based.
Sure.
But sure. It just takes work. But you know what? Your daughter's a natural, so.
Look out, world.
Look out. There's something very special about that little girl.
That wraps up the second half of our conversation with April. What a fascinating conversation it was. Thank you to her for joining us and sharing her experiences with us. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.